Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friends Jim Ostroff back on the show. Jim is an old friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, dozen years, coming up on 13 years. He's in his 13th year as a great member of our Brain Trust. We knew him when he was with the Kiplinger Editors, and he was a great reporter for us, to us and with us there in those days. He's now a senior editor with Platts. He's covering the energy beat, and he's our good friend Jim Ostroff. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim.
Thank you.
These days, if you talk about energy, it's okay now to talk about nuclear. And I remember back in the 70s, Jim, when nuclear was all the rage, and people were building nuclear plants all over the place. And then, what was it, 81?
Well, something 79.
Something bad happened.
Yeah, we certainly had the accident at Three Mile Island,
yeah,
in Pennsylvania. And
what happened there?
Yeah, there were some technical issues, and in fact, you know, there was, for a little bit of time, you know, the very small bit of time, it was a runaway reaction, mm-hmm, and there was some meltdown of the core. But I got to say, it never was in danger of blowing
right
up, blowing out.
But not the way it was reported, though. You would think it was a thermonuclear meltdown, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, and even though it was a bad accident, but it was safe and it was contained. Unlike what happened in Fukushima, unlike in Chernobyl, it was a manageable thing. No radiation release, but with that really set back nuclear power for many years.
It set it back until like day before yesterday, Jim.
Just that's about
almost.
It. Yeah, and
we're talking more than 30 years. How many decades did we not even hear about? The only time you heard about nuclear was on the anniversary of Three Mile Island.
That is about it. And of course, you know, there had been some other units here and there opened afterwards, but the story was that, you know, many reactors and many sites were canceled.
But all during that same time that nobody talked about it, there were plenty of reactors around the country cranking out clean energy very safely.
And the thing that we said within the industry is that even today, that nuclear produces about 20% of the U.S. This is mm-hmm, right now we have about 100 reactors producing 20% of all U.S. electricity and more than half of carbon-free emissions.
Hmm.
That's a fact. 100 units.
Hmm. You know. I'll be darned. So, of course, Chernobyl happened in Russia. What was that, 20 years ago? 25 years ago?
Actually, it was over here in 86.
Yeah, so about 30 years ago. And that was a true meltdown, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's created a barren wasteland in that part of the world for 500 years.
It's terrible, and the reactor operators acted absolutely irresponsibly.
Yeah.
In a crazy manner, and they just it's sort of like, let's joyride this thing. You don't.
Yeah. And that gave new energy to the anti-nuclear crowd.
Yeah.
And then we got Fukushima, as you said, the earthquake over in Japan. That was a true meltdown, wasn't it?
We had several several of the.
Now that was a tectonic problem, not a mechanical problem.
No. It absolutely had nothing. It's the worst fear. That is, yeah. That ultimately something happens and you lose core cooling.
Right.
They couldn't cool the core
because of the ground underneath it.
Well, and mainly because the tsunami set off this tidal wave,
right.
Which swamped everything,
right.
And sorted out all of it, basically, right. All the electrical equipment.
No, it was a perfect storm for that sort of thing.
It absolutely was.
Mm-hmm.
But had
so
nothing to do with the
plant. So don't build your nuclear plants on top of a major fault area on the ocean. Don't do that. But
yeah.
But there are other things, folks, that now that we've sort of gotten the bad news out of the way and all the headwinds out of the way for nuclear, there's a lot of good and not so bad about nuclear that Jim's going to report to us when we come back after these messages. 20 till, I'll be right back with our good friend Jim Ostroff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.